I can't wait to tell you the amount of preparation and research that goes into our podcast. It's probably one of the most extraordinary things about what we do. Stephen had Boris Johnson on the show yesterday,
Yes, indeed.
and we have an incredible research team whose entire working world is dedicated to providing the best possible guest briefing for Steve. These can be up to like 30-page briefings. They obsess around not just that person's story or milestones. They obsess around the data analytics, like what are people searching for on the internet around this topic? Like, how are we going to be in service of this of an audience who want to know more about this topic, this person, and we're going to provide them not just with what we want to know, but what we know that they want to hear or to see. So they spend a huge amount of time not just researching a human, their achievements and the topic, but like really dialing into what an audience might be looking for on that specific topic. So we have a huge amount of like proprietary technology that we use, like API connectors, like to basically scrape the internet and scrape social media to understand like what people want to know. Because you can go into a conversation and think, well, what do I want to know? This person is interesting, but you have to still be in service of your audience.
That's it.
The reason Steve books the people he does and the reason the team book is that he has a genuine curiosity in who he wants to speak. Like, he has to want to speak to that person. That's like golden rule number one. I want to have a conversation with you for like maybe up to 6 hours. That has to come from like a deep, deep curiosity to know more, because otherwise you just stop loving the job, right? You just
That's it.
sit there and think, oh God, I like
100%.
basically have a meeting with someone for 4 hours that I'm really not that interested in talking to. And then once that decision has been made, essentially a team of 30 wrap around that moment, from research to data science to the editing team to the social team. And we're just locked in to like, okay, how can we make this the best possible conversation we can? How can we be in complete service of the audience? How are we going to ask people questions perhaps that they've never been asked before, even though they have a high profile, space in our lives? And making sure that we get to the human side of a lot of people. I think that was one of the things that stood out so much from the Boris Johnson interview is it's kind of easy to be tough on this guy. And I'm not saying that anything he did was okay, but like that is an easier choice. You just hold him to account, which Steve did phenomenally well. But like to then decide to try and get to the human, to try and understand this person in perhaps a way that we've never heard before, like that's just elite to me to kind of spend the time also doing that.
Yeah, and the energy that takes. So, folks, for what George is talking about here, and the organization that she co-founded is called Flight Studio, and Flight Studio is the home of the Diary of the CEO, Diary of a CEO, and Stephen Bartlett is who we're talking about. Just this last week, they released a very long form interview, which I'm sure got cut down. I'm not sure how long it was in the raw form, but with Boris Johnson, and it was a very very engaging, hard hitting, and compassionate, and just fascinating conversation. And this is not a one-off. This feels like this happens more often than not with this group. And so it's how is we'll get into the aspect of the show in a second. But when you think about all of the relationships at play here, you know, you've got people who are doing massive amounts of research, reaching out to people's agents, trying to work out the scheduling. I know there's a makeshift studio that looks identical that sort of gets transported somehow to the US, and there's obviously one that's permanent in the UK. What degree of the partnership sphere is happening in your shop to make all of that work? Because it's not the only show you work on. So tell us about the partnership ecosystem that you have at your fingertips every day.
Yeah, it's extensive. I think we sort of come back to this, the fundamental idea that a company is people and people are relationships. And we come from a place that we are incredibly mission driven. And the mission for Flight Studio, which was really born out of Steve's passion and personal mission for the Diary of a CEO, which is really to inspire everyone everywhere to pursue a more fulfilling life, one conversation at a time. So we're all united around that goal. And so much of that gold is about the relationship that we want to have with the audience that we are intending to reach, but also with the people that we are guesting on the show. Like, that relationship is super important as well, because if you don't treat that with the highest degrees of respect and always looking for the kind of 1% and the optimizations in every way, we're a company that is deeply committed to experimentation with Stephen. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's an innovator and a unique creative, but we're driven by 1%. And a lot of the 1% we put into our work is actually about the people experience. So we have Slack channels dedicated to 1%, and we share all of the ways that we are like optimizing a relationship through either the content we're creating, so the relationship we'd have with the audience that we want to reach, or the relationship that we have with guests, our agent network, our publishers, our advertisers. And I'll give you a great example of that. And I'll give you a couple. So when we think about the guest, we spend a lot of time sometimes onboarding them to the idea of being a guest on the show. Of course mm-hmm. they know, of course they understand what the Diary of CEO can do. But as you probably also know, high profile people quite often want a lot of control around that conversation. They want to have the questions ahead of time. They want to ensure that you don't talk about specific topics that's off limits for them. And we say no to all of those things. Mm. We don't want to not talk about something that we know that the audience is interested in hearing, because we've done the research. And we want to make it an organic conversation. And when people have a list of prepared questions, sometimes that can like almost deprogram them from the moment. So we spend a lot of time getting people comfortable that this is going to be an amazing conversation that will have a profound impact on an audience and potentially a profound impact on the guest as well. Mm. Most of them have promo. There's something in their work that they need to and want to be talking about. And we've got insane evidence that I think 80% of people who've had a book to promote or talking about a book during the time they're on the Diary of CEO, that book has gone to number one in Amazon. So like, we know no that doubt. The impact no for doubt. Them yeah. is going to be powerful, but we have to think about that relationship in the smallest of ways, every single 1%. So we obsess about the music our guests like. So they have a unique playlist when they enter the room that is some of their favorite songs. And you'll so often hear someone saying, oh, I love this song. And we're like, we know.
Yeah,
we have a unique fragrance that we scent the room with. And that fragrance is highly identifiable. Like, as soon as I get anywhere near it, I'm like, oh, I'm in the studio. But also it's the fragrance is set to kind of evoke a sense of calm, but also there's some like energizing like scents in there. So like, we really think about that. Stephen has a CO2 monitor in the room as well, because we know that when the CO2 levels get too high, actually you can get drowsy. Fatigued and you're like, you can just feel a little bit like, oh, woozy. So we monitor the CO2, we monitor the temperature when people come in and out. We had a really fun 1% recently. You mentioned that the team take the show to LA and New York, pop up an entirely new studio, build the same thing, absolutely identical to the front, like to the point where we play a great game when they're like, is this New York or is this London? And like, we have to be like, oh God, I think it's London. Where they realize, I don't know how this is possible, but they realize they were an 8-minute walk from the nearest coffee place in the studio in Brooklyn. I don't know how that's technically possible, but it somehow in Brooklyn, there is a studio that's 8 minutes walk from the nearest, I think, very good coffee place. I think they were like, actually, there's one near, but it's not great. And everybody needs and wants coffee. They worked out, they calculated how many minutes of walking time that would take away, how much that might impact the guest experience, that we might not be able to get their coffee to them in the moment, that we might take too long, that might disrupt their flow. They might feel anxious about where that coffee was. They calculated all of that and they were said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go and invest in a really, really quality coffee making machine. They went and did that. They put it into the studio. They got like aprons made up with the branding on, and it became such a unique experience, and everyone loved it. They kind of felt like it was such a fun part of their experience. But like, that is how the team think all the time. Mm. So that relationship for us is just a series of 1%, a series of improvements. You know, from as simple things like what happens if it's raining when the guest arrives, we've now got branded umbrellas to like walk them to the studio, because quite often people have had glam and they want to look their best. And it's just all of those things are just genuinely about ensuring that the moment that person sits down in that chair with Steve, and everybody just, we never say we're going, we just sort of visibly step away from the step away from the space. There's no sort of like 3, 2, 1, go. There is just like a gentle leaving of humans from the room. So it's just Steve and the guest. And then they go. And if we don't do that thing, that conversation, that relationship that Stephen has with that guest would not be potentially as good. And it could, for whatever reason, not deliver the best conversation that they could possibly have. So we're thinking about it every single minute of every single day. And I think about it every single minute of every single day because I have an incredible responsibility for these people and to make sure that they feel like they can have the best relationship with each other. They can think about how they can have the best relationship with their network or people that matter. So yeah, it's everything to us, everything.